Listen to part of a lecture in a children's literature class.
Today we'll start looking at the most important children's book authors of the 20th century. And I'd like to start with an author-illustrator whom some of you probably grew up reading, Dr. Seuss. His actual name was Theodore Seuss Geisel. Geisel's work was hugely popular among beginning readers and their parents, but it wasn't always considered literature or subjected to serious academic inquiry until relatively recently. In fact, not only weren't his books considered literature, but they weren't always considered good school books. In the late 1950s, and even through the 60s, U.S. teachers resisted Seuss books because they perceived them as having a comic book style. Fun, maybe, but not appropriate for the classroom. None of Geisel's books individually won him a Pulitzer Prize, and he didn't receive any top children's literary awards either. Although the Pulitzer Prize Committee did give him a citation in 1984 for his special contribution over nearly half a century to the education and enjoyment of America's children and their parents. But again, that wasn't until 1984.